Okay, this is session number 14 of Megillat Rut. We spoke about the inyan of Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavid last time. There are a lot of questions came up, so I'm going to revisit it from the beginning. This way, Bezal Hashem will be able to cover all the aspects of it that needs to be covered. So, we know the story that, we know the halacha that the Torah says that lo yabu amoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem, that amoni and moavi should not come b'kal Hashem. And we also know that there was this halacha that was a dispute throughout different generations about amoni v'lo amonit. Is when the Torah says amoni, does it include amonit lady also or not? Or moavi, does it include moavit also or not? So, the pasuk by David HaMelech brings, I'm going to, now last time I explained it a little bit, but I'm going to expand upon it a little bit more tonight. The Pasuk in Shemuel HaNavi discusses this issue in a very interesting way. Pasuk says that after Shaul went for the Milchama of Amalek, and he did not kill out all the Amalekim, and Shemuel came over to him. We read that as Haftarah of Parshat Zohar. And Shemuel came over to him and said to him that, why didn't you kill out all the Amalekim? Why did you let the animals live? Why did you let Agag live? And Shaul had, whatever, explained his reason. And Shemuel said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided not to continue your Malchut. Your Malchut will be discontinued. So, when that happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shemuel that, and Shemuel is very, very sad because he anointed Shaul to Melech. Now his master Yadav sort of got messed up. So he was very sad, and Hashem finally tells Shemuel, don't be sad. Right? He says, let me send you Lecha. Right. Lech eshlochacha el Yishai bet alachmi. Let me send you to Yishai bet alachmi. Ki ra'iti bevanav li melech. Because I saw one of his children to be a ra'ui, to be a melech. Vayomer Shmuel, Shmuel said, how am I going to go I'm going to go and appoint another melech. Shaul is melech. I should appoint another melech. Shaul is going to find out, he's going to kill me. Hashem says to Shemuel, okay, so you're going to do it secretly. So this way, Shaul would not find out. Okay, Shemuel goes, and he comes to Yishai. He says, Yishai, Hashem sent me to you, that I want to see your sons, because they're going to be a melech. Vayomer Shemuel at Yishai. Shemuel says to Yishai, right? I'm sorry. That's the wrong pasuk. Vayomer Shalom Rizvach. Vahi bevoam, as Shemuel is coming, Vayaret Eliyav, he sees David's oldest brother, Vayomer, Ach neged Hashem Meshicho. Wah! You know, he is a melech in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells Shemuel, wait. Don't look at the fact that he's tall and he's big and all of that thing. He is not the one. Gemara says he has a temper, and someone whose temper is pasul, and he is already rejected to be a melech. So fine. So Abinadav is pushed aside. But Yahweh Yishai Shama, he brings Shama. Shama is the second brother, and Shemuel says no, not even this one. So Yishai brings all his seven sons in front of Shemuel. Shemuel says none of these. Vayomer Shemuel Yishai, Hatamu Anearim, that says you don't have any other kids? Vayomer, he says, yeah, Od Sha'ar Hakatan, the youngest one is remained. Vehine Roe Batzon, he is with the sheep. Vayomer Shemuel Yishai, bring him over, they bring him over, and Vayikach Shemuel et Kenan Hashemen, and he takes the jug of oil, he anoints him as Melech, and he gets up and he leaves. This happens. So Shaul doesn't know, but there is already another king that is anointed. Hashem sends depression on Shaul.
Why?
Right? Veruach Hashem Sara Meim Shaul, because once David became Melech, Shaul lost that Ruach HaKodesh, that Kedusha, that Siyata Dishmaya, that Hashem had sent him. Ubi'atatu Ruach Ra'amed Hashem, and a certain bad spirit, what they call it, depression, got into him. Vayom Ruach de Shaul, now the Shaul saw the king is depressed, they said, you know what, that's not so good, you're in depression, we'll tell you what you should do. Let's get someone who is a good musician, he'll play music for you, and he'll cheer you up. And Vayom Shaul el Avodav, okay, fine, let's go see who is a good musician. And Vayan Echad Meha Ne'arim, one of the Ne'arim, it's important to know this, one of the Ne'arim, Chazal said this, Ne'arim, one of the Ne'arim was Doega Adomi. Doega Adomi is going to be soon the head of Sanhedrin. You understand? He's going to be the head of Sanhedrin. But Vayan Echad Meha Ne'arim, Vayomer, and he says, I saw Ben Leishai, I saw a son who belongs to Yishai, Bet Alachmi. He knows how to play beautifully. The Gibor Chayit is a Gibor Chayit, the Ish Milchama, he's a warrior, and he's understanding, and he has a stature. Thank you. Hashem Imo, Hashem is with him. And Chazal say all of these qualities that he was listing, although they sound good, he meant it lera, he didn't mean it letov. Anyway, but that's not the point for now. We'll talk and discuss it later. Shaul sends Malachim, Yishai, he says, send me David, your son. And Yishai sends David together with some gift. He's going to the Melech. He cannot go empty-handed. Goes with gift to Melech. Vayavo, listen to this. Vayavo David el Shaul. David comes to Shaul. Vayamod lefanav. He stands before Shaul. Vayehavehu me'od. Shaul loves him very much. This is the first encounter Shaul has with David. First ever. By who?
David.
Oh, yeah.
He was a shepherd.
They anointed him secretly a melech. He's not actually a melech.
But he was already dead. That was before this.
Yes, yes. We're going to say that. So, he loves him very much. By Hilo Nosei Kelim. He becomes Shaul's, the one who carries his things around. Shamish is the right word. Vayishlach Shaul el Yishai lemor. Shaul sends a message to Yishai and he says, Ya'amod not David lefanai. Allow David to stay by me. Ki motzo achen be'enai. Because he found favor in my eyes. You hear? So David, every time that Shaul is sad, David plays music and everything is fine. Good? Next story. Next story is the story of Pelishtim. Next story is when Pelishtim come to war with Shaul. They all gather, they come from here and from there and there, and Kedar Yisrael also sends armies to confront the Pelishtim, and meanwhile David has gone back, I guess, to his sheep. He spent a few days, whatever, however long, with Shaul, and he must have gone back to his sheep. And then this guy gets up, Goliath comes out and he starts to there's a war going on, right? I'm skipping. And David holech vasham ma'al Shaul irode dason. And David goes and comes back. Goes to Shaul, takes care of Shaul before singing, then he goes back to his sheep, takes care of the sheep, comes back to Shaul, goes back and forth. Then this guy, Goliath guy, gets up every morning, Hashkem Va'erev, by Yatsev Arbaim Yom, for 40 days, he is asking a challenger. And there is nobody who can challenge him. By Yom Elishai to David Beno. Yishai says to David, you know your brothers are at war, right? Everybody is standing there by the front lines. Let's some food for your brothers. You want to take it to your brothers? I'm going to give you some roasted grain and some bread and milk and stuff. And you take it to the head of the army. Check out your brothers. Make sure everybody is okay. David gets up in the morning, you know, he takes, he leaves the sheep, and he gets some of his food, the father gave him, and he comes.
He's the king.
Huh? He's the king, but right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not discredited Shaul yet. He is halachically, meaning he is royal to be king. He's anointed. But Kiral Yisrael doesn't know that he's a king, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not facilitated the situation for him to be the king.
What does anointed mean?
They put Shemen HaMishcha on his head. They give him Kedusha.
So what is that stature?
It gives David a certain Siyata D'Shmaya and certain Kedusha.
Tigar Klasha.
Huh?
Tigar Klasha, no?
Whatever, yeah. But he has not been given the responsibility yet. So David comes, and he comes to the front lines, and he sees that Goliath is going back and forth, and he says all kind of stuff. And David goes over to one of the people of the army over there, and he says, what's going on over here? What is he saying, you know, like this? And Vayomer David el ha'anashim ha'omrimimu, what is this guy doing? I mean, come on. And people tell him there is no challenger for him. Right? So, meanwhile, David's oldest brother sees David, and he runs over, and he says, he gets very upset, very angry. Why did you leave the sheep and come over here? What are you doing here? That's what he says to him. Lama ze yarata, al minna tashta, who did you leave the sheep with? Ani yadati, I know et zedoncha. I know your bad nature. Ved ro'a levavecha, and the badness of your heart. You know why you came? You let go of the sheep. You came to finish a chavare. You came lir odam milchama yarata. Come to see what's going on. Yeah. Vayomer David, what did I do? What did I do? I'm only talking to these people. Anyway, so David leaves his brother and still goes to other people, and he's bothered very much that Goliath is doing whatever he's doing. Finally, Vayomer David al Shaul. David comes to Shaul. He says, I would like to go and fight this Plishti. Shaul says, you can't fight this Plishti. You're Narata. You're a little boy. Who is Milchama? Now, David knows Shaul. Shaul knows David. They know each other. David is Mishamish Shaul. Right? So Shaul says, you're a little kid. This guy is a warrior. Vayomer David al Shaul, no. Ro'eh haya avdecha le'avivaton. I'm a shepherd for my father, your Evan, my father. Uvaha Ari, and a lion came, Ved Adov, and a bear came, Ven Asastem Ha'eder, and they came to steal the sheep from the flock, and I went after him, after each one of them, they hit him, and I hit him, and I killed him, and I saved the sheep from their mouth. Ve'yakom alai, and the animal got up against me, Ve'chzakti bizkano, and I grabbed his beard, whatever the hair and the mane around the whatever it's the lion or it's the bear, and I killed them. If Hashem gave me those animals and I killed them, Hashem, I'm sure, is going to give me this animal. I killed this animal too. Bayomer David, right? Bayomer Shaul el David. Okay, go. Lech v'Hashem ye'imach. Shaul takes off his own armor. Put it on David. It's important here. Shaul put his armor on David and fits him. Chazal say, how could it be? Shaul is head and shoulder above everybody else, taller than everybody else. His armor fits David, right? So Chazal say, interesting Chazal, from the time that David was anointed, automatically he got tall. That was Shemen HaMishcha, one of the things that Shemen HaMishcha accomplished, when he made a person tall. So Shaul sees that his armor fits David perfectly. David wants to go. David says, I can't. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. I can't wear this kind of stuff. He takes it off. He takes it off and he goes, and you know the story. He goes and he confronts Goliath and he kills Goliath. Now, listen to this now. This is...
When was the announcement? Where is my daughter?
Oh, yeah. He had said it before. I mean, I skipped it. Yeah, when David came to the war, they said that that Melech had said already. It says, "Vayomer Ish Yisrael," a Jew said to them, Have you seen this guy who came and is mecharef all these? Whoever kills him, Yaasherenu Hamelech Osher Gadol, Melech would give him rather wealth. And he will give him his daughter also. Okay, that was before. So David comes and he kills Goliath. And he grabs Goliath's head. Kills his Goliath, cuts off his head. And he gets it to come. And brings it to Shaul. V'chir od Shaul et David. When Shaul saw David going against this Pelishti, this is important. Amar el Avner, he says to Avner, Avner is a Sarsava. He says, Ben mi ze hanar, who is this kid? Whose son is this kid? Vayomer Avner, chenaf shecha amelech. I swear to you, melech, im yadati, I don't even know.
What?
Vayomer amelech, melech says, melech says, she'alata ben mi ze ha'elem. Go ask, who is this kid? Uchshuv David ma'akoy da Pelishti. And David comes back after killing the Pelishti, Avner grabs him and brings him to Shaul. Vayomer elav Shaul, ben mi ata anar? Whose son are you? Vayomer David ben Avdecha Yishai ben Arachmi. Okay, take the Gemara. Gemara says the story is strange. Right? Gemara says the story is strange. This is the Gemara Yevamot, Ayin Vav Amud Bet. When Shaul sees David, Yotzei Likrat HaPelishti, Amar El Avner, he says to Avner Sarsava, whose son is he? Right? And Avner says, I don't know. V'haketiv, we just had it before, the Pasuk says, Shaul loved him very much, and he became Rosei Kelim. So he's not asking on David. He's asking on Shaul, on his father, on Yishai. Like the Gemara, he's asking his father. What do you mean he's asking about his father? He knew his father too. It says the Pasuk, people knew Yishai. Shaul says, who is he coming from? Ben mi means who is his great-great-grandfather? Im mi peres ati, o mi zerach ati. Is it coming from Peretz or Zerach? Why? Imi Peretz Ati. If it's coming from Peretz, Malko Haveh, he's going to be a king. Imi Zerach Ati. If it's coming from Zerach, so he's not going to be a king because they knew that Malchut comes from Zerach. Right. Amale, go and ask him. So from the fact that he put on his clothing on him, and he fits, fine. Amar le Doeg Adomi. Doeg Adomi, right, he's the same guy who appointed, who went and got David. Doeg Adomi says to Shaul, Atcha ata mashir alav, you're asking about him, im hagunu le malchudim love, you want to know if he's somebody who could become a melech or not. Sha'al alav im ra'u ilavu bekahal, check out to see if he's called his kosher or not. Why? Right, Mishum the Kati, Miruta Muaviyah. He came from Miruta Muaviyah. Amale Avner. Avner says, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Amoni velo Amonit, Muavi velo Amonit. No Mishnah, whatever. We had in Torah Shabbalpe. Amoni velo Amonit, Muavi velo Muavit. So, Doeg asked, what do you mean? It says Mamzer. So what? Just like Amoni, only the Zachar is Asur. Nekeva is Mutar. You want to tell me Mamzer is also only Zachar is Asur. Mamzer is Mutar. He says, no, Mamzer, there is an intrinsic problem. It's a Mumzar. Doesn't matter if it's a male or a lady. Intrinsically, there's a problem. How about Misri? Misri velo Misrit? So he says, no, I'm telling you the reason. Here the Torah explains why Amoni velo Amonit. Because the Pasuk says, Al asher kadmu itchem, lo kadmu itchem balechem uvamayim. Because they did not greet you with food and drink, Amoni and Moabit. They didn't come to greet you. Darkosher ish lechadem. Darkosher ish lechadem. Only a man will come out to greet other people. Ladies won't come out. So he asked, Doeg asks back, what do you mean? It should have been that the man would go lichrad anashim, and the ladies should come out and greet Jewish ladies. So, ishtik. Avner didn't know what to say. By Yomer Melech, that's what Shaul says, go and ask. Go and ask, see what this guy is. Why? Because before he called him Na'ar. Now he calls him Elem. Elem also means a young boy. Why do you change the Lashon? Melamed wants to teach you. Shenit Alemo Mimecha, right? Im Amale Halacha Nit Alemo Mimecha. You don't know Halacha. There's a Machloket. Tse Ushal Bet Hamidrash. Go and ask Bet Hamidrash. They went to Bet Hamidrash. They asked. And Doeg asked this, all the Kashos. People in Bet Hamidrash also didn't know what to say. Miyad Ba'amasa Ben Ish Ushmo Yitra HaYisraeli. Amasa, it's also important. Amasa was the son of Yitra HaYisraeli that came El Avigail Bad Nachash, who married Avigail, daughter of Nachash. Right? Now, who is this daughter of Nachash? Nachash here is Yishai. Why is it called Nachash? Because he's one of the people who died without a sin. He only died because of the mitzvah that the Nachash brought to the world. That's why it was called Nachash. So this Yitra is Amasa is the son of David's. He married David's sister. He married David's sister. He is the son of David's sister. He is David's nephew, right, from sister. So he gets up and he says, because his father married Yishai's daughter. So his father married David's sister, so he's a nephew. Uchtiv yeter Ishmaeli yomar Rava melamed shechagar charbo. He takes a sword and he puts it and he says, anybody who does not want to listen to this halacha will be killed. Kach mekublani bebedino shel Shmuel Haramati. This is how I was mekabel from bedino shel Shmuel Haramati. Amoni v'lo amoni muavid v'lo muavid. Frek the Gemara umi mehaman. How could he be Nehman? V'ha'amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav kol tamidchacham Shmuel Halacha uba. Any tamidchacham mussez halacha, and the halacha is nogiyah to him, and here is nogiyah to him because his mother is Yishai's daughter. Right? And if David is possible, that means his mother is possible. If his mother is possible, he is possible. So he's Nogia Bedavar, and he comes and tells you, Halacha, Beshad Maase, Im Kodem Maase Amra, if he said it before Shaila came up, and he told you Halacha, Shom Inlo, you Mekabel. They Im Love and Shom Inlo, if now you're not Mekabel from him. How could we Mekabel from them? And Gemara answers, Shani Hacha, the Shemuel Ubedino Kayam, Shemuel and Bedino were Kayam. Gemara asks, okay, fine. So that's why he said it, and they accept it. Gemara says, but Doeg had a good kasha. Doeg had a good kasha. What's the difference? The men should have gone to men, ladies should have gone to ladies. So why do we say, Amonid v'lo Amonid, Moavid v'lo Moavid? Gemara answers, no. Because kol kibud abad melech penima. It's not the derech for ladies to come out at all, even to greet other ladies. So it was a tzeniut for them not to come out. Therefore, it wasn't a problem. And Gemara says this is a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason that their mutar is amoni velo amonit. Rabbi Shimon says the reason that is mutar, that ladies are mutar, is because only the men should have come out and the ladies didn't have to come out. One dashes from the Lashon, lo yavo amoni umoavi. Doesn't say amonit umoavit. One dashes from the reason of the Kira. The reason is that because they didn't come out, so the ladies didn't have to come out. So that's a machloket. Okay? Good. That's the end of the sugya, and therefore the halacha was paskin, amoni v'lo amonit. Okay? Once the halacha was paskin, that's the end of it. He put a cherev in the base medrash.
Question is like this.
What halacha did he pass? What did Shmuel Haramati say? So Rashi says on the Gemara that what Shmuel Haramati told them, Kach mekublani vedinu Shmuel Haramati, that this is how you dash in the pasuk. This is the pshat in the pasuk. That's how you dash in the pasuk. Right? No, that's not whatever.
No, I didn't mean halacha. I mean,
this is how you dash in the pasuk. That's the Mesorah. That is how the Mesorah is. And that's how it is. Right? It's not halacha b'lo ta'ama. There is a ta'am. Either you dash in it out of amoni Okay, over here they have the Mesorah that you cannot, you know, you dash in Ammoni below Ammonit. Before she explained how you could dash in it. Or because the reason that was said, called Kibud Ban Melech Penima. Not Halachim Shemusina. That's how Rashi learns it. Rambam says Mefurash in his Sefer, in Yad HaChazaka, that Ammoni below Ammoni is Halachim Shemusina. Now that makes an Afkamina. Is it a Derasha or is it Halachim Shemusina? That's a machloket Rishonim and machloket Acharonim. Now, for us to learn Megillat Rut, we have to fit the Pesukim according to both Mahalachim. Okay? So we go one Mahalach, then we go the other Mahalach.
When you say Halachim Shemusina means literally.
Literally. Moshe Rabbeinu told, he was Mechabel from Sinai, and he told them, there's no Sevara. You could bring any argument that you want, makes no difference. This is how it is. Okay? That's how it is. So Doeg Adam, he could ask any kashrus that he wants, makes no difference. That's Halach. Okay. If you say, you darshin, darshining has to do with the way you learn the posuk, the diuk, kal vachomer, gezera shava, limudim, derashot. That's a limud. Okay. So let's go one by one. If this was the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, if this is what Shemuel said, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay? Now let's go back. This is halacha, that was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that Shemuel knew. So, Doeg apparently didn't know. Avner knew. Avner said, we learned, Amoni v'lo Amoni. Doeg says, what do you mean? There are Pesukim. What do you mean Pesukim? It's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Didn't Boaz tell him it was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? So what happened a couple of generations before? If Boaz already passed, and Boaz was the head of a Bet Din, if Boaz already passed, Amoni v'lo Amonit,
what's the problem then?
Why is Doeg all of a sudden getting up? And why is there any problem? Huh? That's right. Why do you need that?
I thought the Mechokhi, they knew the halacha, they just didn't know where he came from. That was
why didn't Boaz say it? Or did he not say it? Okay, so the Malach, the way they say it is like this. And this is a compilation of different Mefarshim. So they say like this, that the halacha was unknown. It was known, but it was not Mefursam. Right? It was not widespread. And I told you, Rav Reuben Margaliot says, I said it last time, that the reason they didn't want to be Mefarshim this halacha was because they didn't want the Jews to run after Meron Moab. Because Meron Moab, they're beautiful, whatever it was, so they didn't want the people to go after Meron Moab. That's why they weren't Mefarshim it. Till now, it came the time that they had to be mefarsem it. So, Boaz knew that this was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. If you say this mahalach, you have to say Boaz knew that this was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Right? Now, if this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, it becomes very, very interesting here now. If this becomes halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, so, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is one of those things that when you come and you say Kach Mekublani, that's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you're not accepted. If it's B'shad Ma'aseh. It has to be before the Ma'aseh. So was Boaz dealing with this B'shad Ma'aseh or Shur B'shad Ma'aseh?
What
is B'shad Ma'aseh? So, first we speak out that Be'emet, when Naomi sent Ruth to the field, and said, go get dressed and go there. What she really meant was that Boaz, right then and there, should marry her. He's going to get 10 people that night, right there. She's already. She's gone to mikveh. She's already. Marry her right then. Boaz says, I can't do that. Because since this halacha is not mefursam, if I'm going to gather people and say, I want to marry this lady, and by the way, this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that she's mutar, they're not going to accept from me. It's B'shad Ma'aseh. So therefore, it's much better just wait. There is somebody before me. Since there is somebody before me, I have a chance to establish this halacha. I want to help you out. Nobody's going to marry you. Because the one who's going to be marrying, is going to marry you is me. I can't marry you. So wait, there is somebody before me. That would allow me to be able to first establish the halacha. And then, if he marries you, fine. If not, then I could marry you. So Malbim says, therefore, the first thing he did in the morning was he came to Beis Medrash. To Beit Din. Right? Shaar. He came to Beit Din, to the Shaar, to pass in this halacha. He gathered the zakenim. He says, I want to dashen. That's what Gemara Ketubot says. That why did he gather 10 zakenim? To dashen in front of them, Moabit velo Moabit. While he's there, Ploni Almoni is passing by. Shtabach Shemol Ahad, you know, all coming together. He calls over Ploni Almoni. Ploni Almoni says, Ploni Almoni says what?
No, I don't want to ruin my life.
What? Ruin your life? What do you mean? Halacha Moshe
B'Sinai. He didn't know.
There's no machlo. What mean didn't know? I just was mefarsem halacha, you know, that is muta.
He just showed up.
Well, it's
right now.
He's
coming
right now.
This lady is not.
So there's a sefer called
Rina Dishak.
What's
the question? The question is that
why is Ploni Almoni worried about his children? Is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Bishlamo, if this halacha Moshe B'Sinai is not halacha Moshe B'Sinai, if this halacha Amoni Velo Amonit is a derasha, so he says you're darshaning something. Who says you're right? Maybe you're making a mistake. Even if you don't make a mistake, next Beit Din is going to come and it's going to darshan differently and it's going to reject your words. If it is halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Boaz comes to the Beit Din and says, Rabotai, mekublani, al mipi hazakenim before me, that there is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, amoni v'lo amonit. He tells the Goel, you need to marry Ruth. Goel says, I don't want. Because I'm going to mess up my kids. Pinashkele
nachalati. What would he say then?
Oh, you were here Sunday.
Yeah.
I apologize. That's what he said. That's what he says. Yeah. He says, wow. he says, I don't want to do it. Wow. So he says, I don't want to do it. So he says, why would he not want to do it? So there's a sefer called Rina Dishak. He says that Boaz did not want to tell the Goel that this was Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He came to Beit Din and he said that's the Din. Right? Maybe Beit Din understood it was Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Goel didn't have. Goel says, it might be your derasha. If you're the Rasha, the next Beit Din is going to come, he's going to reject your words. Now, even if I'm going to be Somech on you, you're the head of the Beit Din, I'm going to be Somech on you. Right? I'm going to be Somech on you. But later on, another Beit Din is going to come and reject your words two generations from now, and they're going to pass in my children.
So he misled him on purpose then.
Huh?
It comes up, Boaz misled him on purpose.
Let me explain. Don't jump the gun. So Boaz did not say anything. Right? He didn't tell him, don't worry, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Why didn't he tell him that? So the Sefer Rina Dishak says, right? He says, I believe it's from Bach, if I'm not mistaken. He says that Boaz knew that Malchut is going to come from Ruth. And he figured, you know, if he wants to reject it, let him reject it. I'm not going to try to convince him that it should happen. Frechter, what do you mean? You're tricking him? How could Boaz mislead Ploni Almoni? So tell him what the fact is. He says, when it comes to the Var Mitzvah, that a person is not yet Zochetu, right? You cannot mislead somebody for Dinei Mamonot. When it comes to the Var Mitzvah, if it's a matter of you do the Mitzvah, or he does the Mitzvah, and nobody is Zochetu it, Kol HaKodem Zocha. You don't have to try to make him be Zochetu it. You be Zochetu it.
Meaning, don't give him advice.
He was. Why was he zochet to it?
Because he's first in line.
Exactly. So that's what I don't understand. So I don't understand what the pshat is that, you know, he was not zochet to it. He had the kedima, Ploni Almoni had the kedima to Geula. That's what Boaz said. He's before me. If he's before me, that's why they had to make all these taking off the shoe and the whole kinyan and kinyan sudar. He has a right to it. So I think pshat is different. In Parsha Toldot, when Yaakov Avinu buys the stuff from Esav, the Bechorah from Esav, right? So that Zakenim over there asked the Kasha from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. How could Yaakov Avinu trick Esav? That's what Esav said. Yakveni ze pa'amayim. He tricked me twice. Ed bechorati lakach. He took my bechora. Now he took my bracha too. How did Yaakov allow himself to trick Esav? What trick? The guy is dying out of hunger. Right? He's about to die. He doesn't even have strength to take the food, put it in his mouth. He says, I open my mouth, put it in my mouth. Right? Yaakov is making a deal. Of course he's going to say anything. Give him some food. Let him get his issue. Then make a deal. So he says, you see from here a raya. If a Rasha is holding to a Sefer Torah or a Devar Mitzvah, a tzaddik could trick him, and take it from him. Right? What's the Sevara? The Sevara is because the Rasha is going to misuse the Sefer Torah. He's going to do something that's not the kavod of it. He's going to misuse a Devar Mitzvah. So I tied it. Pinuni Almoni was not the Rasha Chaz B'Shalom. But Chazal said he was an Amoharis. For an Amoharis to be the head, the father of someone who's going to be a Melech, right? It has to be done right. Boaz realized that although he has Kedima, and I have to give him the Kedima, but at the same time, he's not Rawi. Right? So I have to, if I have an opportunity to save the situation, I can save the situation. So therefore, he was not Megale to Peloni Almoni that this was Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He said, that's Halacha. You want to take it. Don't want to leave it. Bedin Paskins now. You are so choshesh for future that you're making all this kind of cheshbonot. What's going to be with my kids? You're lost.
But that's the appropriate cheshbon.
No, it's not.
Whatever the appropriate cheshbon is or not. Okay? You don't want it? Good.
No, but if you don't give... You're the rabbi. I said, rabbi, is this kosher or not? Kosher.
You
I
did not...
Kosher.
It was kosher.
No, but
it was 100% kosher. You think that it's not 100% kosher, I have to come and convince you? I don't convince you. You don't want to eat it. You ask me, is this kosher lepesach or not? Yes. You know, I was at the supermarket one time. Lady came over to me, they had these little carrots, baby carrots. Right? She said, can I buy this? It was before Pesach. Can I buy this for Pesach? Right? I said, it's fine. But Rabbi, there's no kosher lepesach sign on it. I said, it's fine. Right? If you're worried, before you eat it, you wash it. You're worried more when you take it home. You wash it now first, open up the package, wash it, and put it in the bag, and put it in the refrigerator for later. Right? No, I'm afraid, Rabbi. I don't mind. Okay, I'm going to convince you to buy. I don't convince you to buy. I'll buy it. No, that's a joke.
I thought you said Amharis because you didn't know the halacha.
Really? No, this was shown that it was an Amharis.
But how? But we never told him that it's halacha Moshe Misenah. It's not halacha Moshe Misenah.
He only did it. Gavadar told you it's Mutah. What are you saying?
Come and ask. How do you know it's Asur? Who told you it's Asur? Who told you it's Mutah? Verify it. If you are a Talmid Chacham, you hear a new halacha, you go to the depth of it. Gemara says that with Gemara Megillah, that you know that this Amora came the night of Purim to Beis Medrash. None of the Talmidim showed up, right? His rabbi says, where are the kids? Where are the Talmidim? He said, Talmidim are celebrating Purim. They're eating Seudat Purim. He says, what? You cannot eat Seudat Purim at night. Seudat Purim is during the day, not the night before. So he asked him 40 times. Really? So that Purim Balayla? You're not Yotze. No, Bayom. So that Purim Bayom. Bayom. 40 times. You hear a new halacha, you check into it, you find out details. If they say something, okay, fine. That's Amoharis. And Tamri Chacham wants to know, you hear a halacha, you want to know what's going, where it's coming from. So Boaz says, if the guy is so oblivious about it, forget it. I'll get her. I'll be Zochet to her. That's not my pshat. That's his pshat.
But he's still Shad Masa.
Huh?
He's still Shad Masa. How can he pass him? He's deliberately misleading him, right? He's deliberately misleading him.
Mimon Avshoch. Mimon Avshoch. Mitzad Halachon Moshe Misinai. Right? He passed in even before this guy came.
Okay, so,
right? Okay. If it's Derasha, the way Ploni Almoni thinks, for Derasha, you could say him Shad Masa. What's the difference, Halacha Moshe Misinai and Derasha? If he comes and he says, Mekublani, this is how Ritva explains it. Right? If he comes to Shad Masa and says, Mekublani, that is my Kabbalah, that's my Mesorah, that's what I heard from my Rosh Shiva. Right? You can't accept it. Why not? Because maybe since he's Megia B'davar, he's not misleading Chas V'Shalom. He's not going to mess it up. But maybe he convinces himself that yes, that's exactly how I heard it. Even though it's not exactly that's how he heard it. He would convince himself That's how he heard it. Right? But that is when he wants to say, that's what I heard. So you could only rely on my Mesorah. And my Mesorah, you cannot verify. You're relying on me about what I say. Maybe what I say is not so exact. But if I'm darshaning it, the Rasha is my Sevara. You could hear it. You could argue with it. You could give Sevara to it. Anytime that I dash it from the Pesukim, you could say Dima B'Shad Ma'asa. It's only a Mesorah. So Mimanafshach, if he says, that's Alach HaMashem Sinai, and which is what he said, when he said it to the Bet Din, he was not a Gavid Avar. You know, he would have been...
He wanted it though.
I know, but he didn't know...
He slept in his room for 6 hours the night before.
Right, but he didn't know that Ploni Almoni is going to not accept.
Yeah, that's amazing.
At that moment, he didn't know he's not going to accept. Once Ploni Almoni comes and he says...
He had it in his head that he wanted it.
Who?
So he didn't have her. He didn't have her. He could have.
Rav Chaim Kanievsky says
on this. He says, if you look at the pasuk, the Goel says to Boaz, lashon like this. He says, this is in pasuk vav. Bayomer haGoel lo uchal. לא אוכל לגאול לי, I can't do it, פן אשר נחלתי, גאל לך אתה את גאולתי. You should be גאול מי גאולה.
Right?
You should be גאול מי גאולה. You should be גאול מי גאולה means, it's really mine. Right? It's really mine. I'm giving it to you now. Right? Before that you couldn't have had it. It could be in your mind for thousand years. But it's mine. You should do mine. You be my shaliach.
Well, he was masking then?
Who?
Why are you saying mine? It's not. You all of a sudden agreed that
he was. He said Ploni Almoni first said that I'm going to do geula because he only thought it was the land. The land I will do. When he told him, when you get the land, you have to get her too. Now I'm not going to do. Okay, you do my mitzvah. Yeah, it's my mitzvah. I know it's my mitzvah. I have precedence over here. It's my zechut. It's okay. You should do my zechut.
I understand something. If
how Ploni Almoni was related to the...
He was Boaz's uncle.
One generation
before.
I understand. If God Allah says, listen, there's a mitzvah here right now. I don't care. We can't make calculations for later on. Hashem wants you. Is this mitzvah in front of you?
Okay, you want to take it. That's what he said. If you want to take
it.
Don't want it, I'll do it. That's what he said. Now, you see from that.
What tricking? He's not tricking anybody. He's saying, listen, there's a mitzvah in front of you. You like it?
But when I tell you why I don't like it, and I'm making a mistake, I don't like it because my children. What children? Nobody's going to argue on this halach.
Even if they do, it doesn't matter. Hashem wants you to do this right now.
Okay? Anyway.
I think the bottom line is, he wasn't misleading, but he wasn't convincing either.
He wasn't convincing, exactly. The question is, why not? You know, help him out? Because, why should I help you out? You know, I think I'm more wrong than you are. Ali Bode Ahmed. I'm a Shofet, and you're a Maharis. Right? And you're creating Melech or Malchut over here. Right? So, I don't have to go out of my way to convince you to do it.
He became unruly when he decided not to take the mitzvah that was handed to him, I think.
No, he wasn't unruly to begin with. That's what I'm saying.
Making it sound like the easiest mitzvah for him to do.
Yeah, and Boaz was wrong. Very good. I'm going to get to that. So Boaz said this halacha, and he ended up marrying Ruth. He was not mefarsemet if this was halacha Moshem Sinai, or this was a halacha Pesuka.
In
the drasha. They didn't ask. Right?
They didn't care. Why would
what did you know, I mean, the main Talmid Chachamim knew. Right? Major Talmid Chachamim probably knew. But it didn't become mefarsem among the people. Right? Or some mefarshim say it was forgotten. Two generations later, what the reason was. Doeg comes, now listen to this Ramam Mipano. I told you this last time. Now Ramam Mipano explains it. This problem became a problem during the time of Yishai. Yishai, there's a midrash on Shemuel, Yalkut, says that, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, I said this last time, David says, "Hen be'avon cholalti u'bechet yichemat ni'imi." My inception was done by Avera. That's why I have such a Yetzer Hara. Because from the moment of my inception, things were done, were not done right. So what's the story? So he says, Amru alav, they say about Yishai, Sheishai aviv beziknato, when he got old, haya poresh mishto. He would separate himself from his wife. Right? Ve'en safek etzlenu, he says. Oh no, so he was poresh from his wife, and he went and he married a shivcha. And he made a tenai with the shivcha. What was the tenai? You hear? Made a tenai. What was the tenai? Tenai is, if amoni velo amonit, and therefore I'm kosher, I'm meshachrer you, I free you, and if I free you, you'll be a full-fledged Jew, so you can marry me, no problem. And if it's amoni and amonit, the ammonite is also asur, which means root was not allowed to come to kahal, and therefore I'm pasul, you should remain a shivcha. I marry you as a shivcha. So he freed her on a tenai. And he married her. Now Chazal say that the maaseh, she didn't stay with Yishai. That first night, she ran over to Yishai's wife. And says, do me a favor, save me. I don't want your husband to do an avera. I don't want me to do an avera. I don't want these things. I don't want this whole shtick. Whatever, you know, I don't want to get involved with this kind of shtick. Okay? So she says, what do you want? He has left me, he has been punished from me past 3 years. So she says, you know what, let's switch off. Okay? This is how the Midrash says it. When you want to turn off the candle, right? And you want to close the door, you get up to turn off the candle. And you want to close the door, you sneak out of the door, I sneak in. Room is dark, you won't notice. And then you go instead of me. And that's what they do, and exactly what happened with Rachel and Leah, that's what happened. Now, Rabbi Sadduk says, not exactly mashma from the Arizal, but Rabbi Sadduk says that for sure she let Yishai know, Bishad Ma'asa, who she was. Because otherwise, David would be B'nai Temura. B'nai Temura is when her husband is with a wife, and his mind is somewhere else. Right?
Did Leah do this also?
Leah did not do it, no. That was the whole time, no.
Why wasn't Leah?
Good kasha. Rabbi Sadduk says, for sure, she let Yishai know Bishad right before the Maaseh. Right? This way it would not be any confusion. And Yishai did not stop because at that moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him such a tava that he couldn't hold himself back. And therefore he stayed with her and he remained with her. Anyway, no, Rabota, you're missing out.
But then she still was thinking that David would be
Shukas. Good. So I could discuss that, but I just said it on a side point of Sadduk says. I'll be passionate of the Midrash. Yishai thought this was the Shivcha. He did not find out. Even in the morning, he didn't find out. They thought, and then in the morning, she sneaked out. The Shivcha sneaked back in.
We didn't find out? Sorry.
Stay with me, please. According to the Pashup Shah of the Midrash, Yishai did not find out that this was his wife. In the morning, before anything, she sneaked out. The Shivcha sneaked back in. And then they found out that she was pregnant. And then even though the Shivcha and she told Yishai that I became pregnant from you, Yishai wasn't sure. That's why David was always shunned by his brothers. Because they said it's a suffix. Maybe our mother got pregnant from somebody else. Who says it was our fathers? That's why David was shunned again and again. That's why all the brothers, Shemuel, when he came to do Shemuel Amishcha on Yishai's kids, they're all there except one. Shemuel says, you don't have any other boys? Well, there is a little one what the little one? Yeah, the little one that I'm not sure if he's my son or not. Right? I'll bring him over. Right? That's why when David comes to the war, the brothers say, Ro'a levavecha. There's something wrong with you. There is some shemes of psul in you. Is your nature, chordesh shederi, right? Your nature, there is some impurity in you. That's why you're doing these things. Go back to the sheep. So they were shunning him. Why? Because of this suffering. Rabbi Saduk says that.
How would the brothers know the problem of this stuff? The husband is with his wife,
who's not
with
them for 2 years, whatever. Okay, good cash. Fine. But the master, this is how the Poshim Shah's Midrash comes out. So Zokte, they know, why shouldn't they know? It's not like nowadays. So Zokte, did Reuven know where Yaakov Avinu was and what was going on with Yaakov Avinu? So Zokte Ramami Pano, he says, what was Yishai's suffix? It was paskind already. Boaz paskind. Why did Yishai all of a sudden have a suffix? Bishnama Doega Adomi creates a suffix. Doega Adomi is troublemaker. So he comes up with kashas, right? He creates a problem till finally, Amosa Ben Yetra Israeli has to get up and say, Kach Mekublani. Okay? But Yishai, what is bothering you? Everything is nice and good. End of his life, all of a sudden he wakes up and he says, I should leave my wife. You have 7 kids. What is he doing? So he says, the end suffix etzlenu, he says. Ramami Pano was a Kaddush Elyon and he was a Mekubal. End suffix etzlenu shaya mimidat chasidut. This is a mimidat chasidut. Meaning Yishai, as he got older, and then his beard grew white, and he started growing pious, and he became, he wanted to put the two tefillin of Rabbi Rotam and Rashi at the same time, and wear talit the whole day. And, he's one who do midat chasidut. He said, that's also midat chasidut. Shema, maybe. Ma sha'am ratura lo yavo Amoni u Moavi is Amoni and Amonit also. Moavi and Moavi also. Sheken halachazu haita rofefet beyad oto ador. Even though Boaz paskined it, still that halacha was still loose. Till the Yitra Ishmaeli came and he established it. Right? The Yishai had tzaddik, and Yishai was a tzaddik, and he did not do Avera his whole life. La'afuke nafshe misafeka, to get himself out of a safek, ulekayim ba'atzmo, so then that's why he did what he had to do. That's why he was so careful. It's not because there was any suffix among anybody else. Yishai, Aram Midat Chasidut, since his halacha was not fully established, mina suffix, he wanted to stay on the safe side.
He did the same thing as Poli Almoni.
Right.
Mina suffix.
Right.
Poli Almoni.
But he has no problem. Poli Almoni has a mitzvah in front of him. Yishai has no mitzvah in front of him. Yes. Oh, he said there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. What's wrong with my wife?
You would add kids from
her. Oh, no problem. He's allowed to divorce his wife if he wants, right?
Did he divorce her or did he not?
Whatever, either way.
Okay.
He didn't.
If he didn't divorce her, then
if she has a problem, listen, if he cannot be Mekayim Ona and she has a taina on him, she could come and get. That's halacha. Let her come and say, if you don't want to live with me, you're mechuyav to me. She could say that. It's halacha. Yeah. He's a murid. He's a more than that's Allah. So Yishai wanted to be Mekayim, even though he's old, he should have children. So that's why he married that Shifcha on a Tanai. And this way, he would have kids, and he would free those kids. Lechumra, if he's kosher, and his wife is a Israel, right? So the kids are also Israel. If he is not kosher, and therefore his wife is a shifcha, his kids would be avadim, and he would free those kids as avadim, and they'll become kosher. Everything will be nice and good and dandy.
Can I ask another question?
No. 1 second. Yes.
No,
but
Yishai didn't know this is halacha
moshe mesinai. No. That's what I'm trying to point out. It was not known there was halacha moshe mesinai. It was known to people that this was a drasha, right? It was a drasha. This is all according to the Rambam, who says this is halacha moshe mesinai. But people really thought it was a drasha till Yitra Israeli came, till Amasa came and established it, and he said it is halacha moshe mesinai. Finished.
I thought most people didn't know, but Gedolei Hador knew because they.
Yes, so Gedolei Hador means maybe Yechidi, maybe Rashi Sanhedrin. They didn't want to be mefarsamet. So till Bedino Shel Shemuel Aramati. Was established it. And therefore, from then on, once he was Zoker Cheref, Be'emsa Be'tamidrash, and he says, whoever doesn't want to accept this halakha will be killed, that halakha was paskin. And from then on, there was no dispute. This is this Mahalech, that's halakha Moshe Mesinai, which means Boaz knew that's halakha Moshe Mesinai. Right? And Ploni Almoni didn't know. And some people knew, and others didn't know. And this is how it continued. That's why the time of Shaul, the Machloket came out, because they didn't realize it was Al-Khush Sinai till it was established. This is according to the Rambam. If you don't want to go this Malach, I mean, according to others who say that it's not Al-Khush Sinai, so it's not so difficult. It's very short. I'm going to finish it soon. So according to them, Boaz had a Mesorah. What a Mesorah. Right? Boaz came.
The Derasha.
Derasha, he was Mekabel, and he came and he darshined it. The same Derasha that he had, he darshined. That's a Derasha. And his Beddin paskined it. But the Beddin of Boaz was not Sanedin Agadol. Ramban says in Parashat Shoftim that every time a Machloket came up among Kilal Israel, Chachamim argued, ki palim emecha davar, ben dam le dam, ben din le din, ben nega le nega. You go to Beddin, and Beddin argues. If there's a machloket in the Beddin, they go to higher Beddin. If there's a machloket with them, go to higher Beddin. And higher Beddin, higher Beddin, till finally they come to the Beddin HaGadol 71, and they would argue about it, and they would paskin it. Once that halacha is paskin by Beddin HaGadol, majority of Beddin HaGadol, that's a halacha pesuka. That's a halacha. So Boaz came. Boaz was not the head of Beddin HaGadol.
What?
I don't know. Beddin HaGadol was near the Mishkan, near Mishkan Shiloh. That's where it's supposed to be. Right? The Sha'ar of Bet Lechem was not Beddin HaGadol. So Boaz came. He came to his Beddin. And he said, there's the halacha I have. I have this halacha. Right? That's the Mesorah that I have. That's the Derasha. He gave him the halacha. Peroni Almoni comes and he says, listen, it could be a very good halacha for this generation. Your Beddin is paskining, but next Beddin could dispute it. In future, another Beddin could dispute it. I can't handle that. I can't take this. You want to take a chance, Boaz? Go for it. I don't want to take a chance. Boaz says, I'm sure this is the halacha. How could the Beddin argue with this? It's very nice and good. There's nothing, no argument on this. No argument on this. No problem. You want to take it. I don't want to take a chance. Boaz goes for it. It's a halacha. Yishai comes along, and Yishai says, I know Boaz dashed it, I know they dashed it, but you know what? It's a drosha. Maybe this drosha could cause a problem. Maybe I'm taking doing something wrong. Again, midat chasidut. So he was Purish. Comes Doego Adomi, he argues. He says, you know, Boaz passing that is kosher. I don't care Boaz passing that's kosher. I proved to you that is wrong. They went to Beit HaMidrash. I proved to them that is wrong. Yitra Israeli gets up and he says, "Kach mekublani beddinu shel Shmuel Aramati." Okay, beddinu shel Shmuel Aramati was beddin agadol. Means that I already have a mesora that this halacha was passed in by the beddin agadol.
When Yishai know?
Huh? Yishai didn't know. I guess either this happened after Yishai, means beddin agadol of Shmuel Aramati already verified it. Once the Beddin HaGadol verified it, Beddin Rosh Hashimur Aramati, the Beddin HaGadol, there is no machloket about it anymore.
How many?
71? 71. Right? So there is no machloket about it anymore. So it's already paskin. It's as if it's halakha Moshe Mesinai already. Right?
You can still say you did it for
chassidut. Yeah, but at this point you cannot do it as chassidut anymore. Once the Beddin HaGadol paskins,
that's it.
It's halakha.
Right.
Yeah, there's no one step further. You know, you're not going to come and do chumra lide kula like Levi said. You know, you can at least his wife is being hurt. You can't do that.
Well, the shivcha thing is like
shaking. Yeah, this whole thing and right. So this is how it progressed. So this is how this halacha went through the generation. Before Boaz, they wanted to keep it quiet. Boaz brought it out either as halacha Moshe Mesinai. Or as Beddin, small Beddin. And people afterwards didn't know it was Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Or they knew it was just a plain halacha. And therefore they could have argued about it. They could have argued on it. Till finally it reached the Beddin of Shmuel Aramati. And it got established.
Why did Yishai go to Beddin and say, what's the story, people?
Okay, so this is the inyan of Amoni, Velo Amonit, Moavit Velo Moavit. I did not speak out, mention all the names. The one who, by the way, says that Goel was worried that the next Beddin will be Mevatel. The Divrei this Beddin is the Brisker Rav says this. The Brisker Rav says it that this was, that's why the reason he didn't wanna, he wasn't worried. He didn't say, how can I marry her? Mechitei says she's kosher. Right? He said, I cannot marry her because of my future generation. Means, I'm not worried about now. Now, you Paskin, you're Beddin, I could rely on you. But I can't guarantee the future of my kids like that. In two generations from now, you're not here, somebody's gonna come and cancel the psak, and my kids are gonna be messed up. So that is
the first pshat that it's al chomish misinai. How could Amosa Paskin b'shad ma'aseh? Because he's Paskin on himself too. You said
Bishad Nasr,
you cannot...
Oh, no, because he said the Bedin Shemuel Haramati. Very good point. This Bedin Shemuel Haramati was... Ritva says that when the Bedin of Shemuel Haramati is around...
So it's not
Bishad Nasr? It is Bishad Nasr. But I will make sure that I'm medactic. If they're not around, I'm the only source of the information. I might convince Bishad Nasr, I might convince myself that, yeah, that's what I heard. But maybe I didn't hear it exactly like that. I will convince myself. But if the Beddin is still there and now they could go and verify it, then I'll be much more careful in what I say. I know, but the Ritva explains the Sevara behind it. Okay. Which? Says that what? No, that says what?
It says you cannot take
I don't know who this shivcha was. Maybe it was a different shivcha. Maybe it was a shivcha from the other nations. There's no leolam moem ta'avodu. Maybe she was not a shivcha Kenanit. Maybe a shivcha from a whole different. I don't know. That's Gemara. The Midrash says that's what he did. Obviously, he did it at Pialacha.
According to this, Boaz has lack of the munah. The whole setup we say is Biad Hashem. Hashem once said it. Now Boaz all of a sudden he's taking over. He says, you know what? Maybe I am more rawi than Goel.
That's not called lack of emunah. Because when it comes to mitzvah, you don't go with the emunah. The mitzvah is if the halacha by the mitzvah is you got to do something, you got to do something.
No, if you say the whole thing happened and Hashem put it in their mind and happened, it was happening, all of a sudden here is happening too. Happening to be that Goel has to get it. Well, why didn't?
When it comes to the Devar Mitzvah, a person has to do what he has to do. Why did he get up and go to Beis Medrash early in the morning to Paskin and then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting you do the job. Whatever the job is. The job is when it comes to mitzvah. When it comes to Inyan Olam Hazeh, you let it be at Hashem.
But it's not a real mitzvah. So that we have to have
established. It is a real mitzvah.
What is the mitzvah?
We'll talk about that. That's the next topic. Why is it really
mitzvah? Why is it really Yevamot?
Right. So the next topic, Bezat Hashem, we're going to talk about is the Inyan of Geula and Yevum. That's the next topic. And that's probably Bezat Hashem will be Sunday. And next Thursday, we'll Bezat Hashem finish the perek, and hopefully we'll have a seal.
On Father's
Day. Once again, so why didn't I go and figure it out? I don't understand. What is this
business? It's Father's Day.